Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Zayin Omud Aleph, and we are Sif Vav, and we've been discussing the halachos of Kaddish. The Mechaber starts off and he writes, V'im hischil echod meho asorah l'spalo l'vado, v'ino yochol lanos imohem. If one person was from the minyan, you had 10 people there, is davening by himself and can't answer amen to them, shuyashin, or if that person is sleeping. Since there are 10 people there, that's considered having a minyan. And even though he's, let's say, still saying Shmon Esrei, and he can't answer to the words of the Kaddish, or if he's sleeping and he can't answer to the words of the Kaddish, you still halachically have a minyan over there, and therefore you can say the Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis writes, and he says, "Hu adin yosem yecho." This would be true if it wasn't only one of the 10, even if it was more than one of the 10. Ubavachi yisharu ruban shein mispalin Shmon Esrei. As long as the majority of the people have not saying Shmon Esrei at that point in time, so if you have 6 people over there that can't answer, so then even though the other 4 are saying Shmon Esrei, it's not a problem, you can still say the Kaddish. However, he brings down the Yesh Machmirim, this is the name of the Chai Odom, the Ber Hetev, B'yosem Yechod. If you have more than one person, you shouldn't rely upon this. Or B'yoshin, if the person is sleeping, B'vadai Ein L'tzarif Hafilu B'mokam Adchak, B'yosem Yechod. The most, you can only use one sleeping person. If more than one person is sleeping, you can't count that towards 10 for the minyan. Because as we'll see momentarily, the Raposim would say that if a person is sleeping, you can't rely upon him no matter what. And therefore, in this situation, b'shas adchak, only one would be allowed. As opposed to if they're saying Shmon Esrei, so the earlier opinion was that you could rely upon a minority of the people still saying Shmon Esrei, although that certainly isn't ideal. In the issue footnote number 41, he brings down Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well. This is also found, or is mashma in the Bir Halacha later on, that this isn't true just for Kaddish, but even for, let's say, Chazaras Hashatz, if you still have some people saying Shmon Esrei, as long as you have at least 6 people that are saying that have finished the Shmon Esrei, then you can start, the Chazan can start Chazaras Hashatz. Although, as we'll see later on, Shulchan Aruch writes that when you don't have 9 people answering, it's a little bit karov Leo's brachal of Atola, and therefore they come down with the amazing suggestion that the Chazan should have in mind, and this is true also whenever the people are Nebuch talking in the shul and he's not sure you have a minion answering, so then he should have in mind that this is a tfilas nedova that the Chazan is saying as a Chazaras Hashatz. Not everybody agrees with this idea that if you have a number of people still saying Shmon Esrei, you can start the Chazaras Hashatz, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechalek on this din. He only allows it for the Kaddish, but he doesn't allow for Chazaras Hashatz, and this is mashma as well from the Divrei Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Footnote 41 then brings down the very interesting case. What happens if you have, as unfortunately may be the case, people that come to a minyan, they're all saying Kaddish. You have 10 people there, and everyone is saying Kaddish, so there's nobody to answer for them. So he brings down that it's acceptable because you can rely upon the opinion of the Shailos Tshuvos Rab Pa'alim, who says, Efshar lomar sha'omrim v'imru amein la'malochim. When they say v'imru amein, they're talking to the malochim that are listening, or that there are anashim that are outside that are listening, or shekol echad omel chaveiro imru bilvavchem amein. Each of you say in your hearts amein, even though you're saying out loud the Kaddish yourself. Then Yishchai says, however, l'chatrila, you should be careful that at least one person should be answering to the Kaddish, and the Kavachayim brings down, if you require one, you really should have 2, because it says v'imru, which is a lashon of Rabbim. And this is the Shelos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, also says you should try to have at least 2 people answering to the Kaddish. Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, based upon the Prima Godim, whether a person is sleeping can count. He says, "Hu adin le'inyan zimun asara, gam kin yoshin mitztarif l'dasa shulchan aruch kamo l'inyan tvila." He says, according to that opinion that we brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch, this would count as well to make a zimun for 10 people for benching, even if one was sleeping. And likewise, l'inyan kriyas haTorah nitzias kapayim tzorichiyim. There he's not so sure that this din would apply. However, for kriyas Megillah, Vadai ain hayoshi mitztarif l'asor l'kul yama. There, everybody would agree, even the opinion of the Mechaber here, who says you could count on them for Kaddish or Shmona Esrei, he says, by Megillah, you can't. Why? Megillah by Asar l'Pirsumei Nisa. The Megillah isn't a Davar Shebikdusha. You can read the Megillah even on your own as an individual, but you require 10 people to have Pirsumei Nes to publicize the miracle, and certainly, b'yoshin leka Pirsum. If a person's sleeping, there's no Pirsumei Nes in that situation. Sivkot and Lamedala, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bechol Asara Shem Gedolim Shechina Shai B'Neim. How do you allow a sleeping person or people that can't answer to be included in the minyan? Because the Shechina is present over there. And the Pasuk V'Nikdashti B'Soch B'Nei Yisrael, Karina B'Hu, applies. still dummy lekotin. It's not like having a younger child, the lav by kedushahu. He can't bring the shechina over there. However, he brings down the Taz Cholik on this whole thing of sleeping. And he says, ein mitzdarv, a sleeping person is not able to be mitzdarv, and this is the opinion of the Pri Chodesh as well. The Yoshin Choshiv Kishote, a person who's sleeping is considered like a non-mentally competent person, an ignoramus. And he says, Akin l'chachilu b'vadei tzorich l'akitso, at least you should try to wake him up. And then v'al kopanim l'oroshia misnamnim, and at least you can wake him up a little bit, so he's dozing, not fully asleep, you know, he can answer a little bit, but he doesn't really have a full awareness about it. And then he tells us, look in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, Oshu Yashen, the Chavetz Chaim continues and he says, l'chachilu al kopanim l'oro, you certainly should try to wake him up. V'miyev shagam kemzev, you can't wake him up. So then, l'maisa, should you rely upon this kul or not? So Prima God then brings down, in miyevsha, you can rely upon the Shulchan Aruch, and you're not mavsid, and this is the opinion of Chayyadam. However, the Bir Kiyosef, the Bir Kachayim, and the Pri Chodesh all agree with the Taz. And therefore, efsha, the b'mokam shespalim kadosh kedusha b'kol, we're in a place where you're saying kadosh kedusha out loud, and the rest is belachash, yesh l'hokel b'mokom adchak b'yoshin. In that situation, you can maybe rely upon a sleeping person, because the leis bozeh chashash brachol v'atola. Here it's not a problem with brachol v'atola, because you're saying the bracha anyway. V'chein mashma p'imugodim, dezeh kil yosi. You can be lenient in this situation. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, kishe echo mispala levado, if a person's davening by himself, nochon sho'acherim yamtinu milomar kaddish, he's slower than the others, and he's still saying his Shmoneh Esrei. Should they wait for him? So ideally they should, in order to give him the schus to answer to the Kaddish as well. So they should ideally wait till he's done, so he can have the schus to answer as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hey brings down, v'afilu imyesh minyan bilado. We're not talking about where he was one of the 10 and he's needed for the minyan. They already have a minyan of people, but you should ideally wait for the person to finish his Shmoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 43 now brings down a contradiction. In Simon Kuf Chav Dalid, the Ramah writes, Im yesh yechidim b'kol shemarichim tvilasim, if there are individuals that are davening a very long Shemoneh Esrei, ain't tzarech lahamtin aleim. You do not have to wait for them, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's a Tarech HaTzibur. So he brings down the Teretz in the Makor Chaim how to explain the seeming contradiction, that there, medubal in Kedusha, there you're talking about waiting for Kedusha. V'ach yegiya shliach tzibur l'sham, and until the shliach tzibur gets up to Kedusha, mistami yisayim es tvilaso, he'll be able to finish his davening. Afkan here, medubal in Kaddish, l'ach Shemoneh Esrei, here you're talking about just the Kaddish that's after the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why, here you should wait for him because there is no choice. You're going to start the Kaddish right away, as opposed to the Chazar Sashatz, where you have a little bit of time until he gets to the Kedusha. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who also is Mechalik, and he says, Shoshon Medubah Davka B'Maruch Tfilah. So there you're talking about somebody who was extending the Tfilah beyond what is normal. Here we're talking about just the normal davening. And he brings down, finally, the Salma Schayim, who brings Miyashiv this stira by saying, Kan Medubah Tfilah's Mincha. Here we're talking about Mincha, which is a Shor She'en B'nei Adam Os Asukim B'Melacha. In those days, people weren't working by the time they would say Mincha. They would say Mincha at the very end of the light of the day, and they wouldn't be working afterwards. However, in Kuf Chav Dalet, Meduba B'Shachris, it's talking there about Shachris, and therefore people were rushing to get to work, so he's more concerned with Tircha D'Tzibur. Sivkot and Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hu Adin B'Yoshin, the same din applies to a person who's sleeping. Tzorich Lakitza, you must wake him up. However, if he doesn't want to get up, then you don't have to wait for him. And you count him as a sleeping person towards a minion. As we've already pointed out, one can rely upon, in extenuating circumstances, the sleeping person. This is the psak I received from my Rebbe. Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedesha Yiske, so he should be Zocha to be able to say the Kaddish with him. That's why you want to either wake him up or wait till he's done with the Shemoneh Esrei. V'davka Mishor Yishos B'yom L'Spalah, and that's only assuming that there's still enough time to daven. If his delaying them will cause him to miss the Zman Tvilos, then obviously you don't do that. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Cheresh HaMedaber V'Einu Shomea, if a person is able to speak but can't hear, he is deaf. O shomea veino medaber, or he can hear veino medaber, he is mute. Hein pichin umitzdarfin, they are fully considered intelligent people, fully considered a bardas, and they count towards dominion. However, misha eino shomea veino medaber, if somebody is both deaf and a mute, then harehu kishote vekoton. In those days, that person would always be considered a non-bardas, a person who is not mentally competent, and who had the same status as a shote or a koton. Sivkat and Lamed Ches, the Mishnah brings down that the person who has only one of the two deficiencies is not universally accepted according to all poskim. He brings down the Taz in Simin Kuf Chav Dalit, Sivkat and Beis, She'em Mitzdar for Laminyan, Mishenu Shomea, Afo Gav Shumadaber, that you can't include somebody who can't hear even though he can speak, because Shelo Yeda Lanus Amen Ala Brachos, he won't be able to know to answer Amen to the Brachos because he can't hear them, that the Brachos Shemavarcha Shletzibar. However, most poskim disagree. Achein habi maskimin in psak Shulchan Aruch. Most agree with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and say that he can count. V'sovrim she'enza ma'akiv linyan tzirif, because to count him for a minyan, this isn't a problem. And then he's able to be mechavin habrachos kishirosh onim ona imayim. And he sees the other people are answering amen, so he answers amen too. This is comparable to the famous story of Hanofas Asudarim Beveis HaKnesses Alexandria. There was a huge base Knesses in Alexandria, Mitzrayim, and they would wave flags, they would wave these kerchiefs to let people know that the Chazan just finished the bracha, and everybody would answer amen because they couldn't hear the Chazan himself. So this is no different. Shemevim Bishosh Messiah Mashliach Tzibor Sof HaBracha V'one Amen, because he too hears and understands. He can't hear it, but he understands that the Shliach Tzibor finished the bracha, and he answers amen, and Mitztarf L'Kuliyama. That was good, so here too it should be good as well. The issue footnotes 44 and 45 discuss in greater detail what is the halachic status today of people who can't hear or people that hear via a hearing aid. In 44, he brings down that somebody can't speak normally because of his hearing problem. So he's unable to hear, and as a result, he has a speech problem or a speech impediment. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Im his diburo ba'ofen shestam ben yodim yicholu lohavin kavanoso," if his speech, albeit it's very poor, is able to be understood by a typical person, and not just people that are relatives of his who understand because of the familiarity, so then he has the status of being a fully intelligent person, and he is able to be counting towards the minyan. And this is the opinion as well of Rav Yashiv. In Dershu footnote 45, he brings down what happens if you need a hearing aid. Shlomo Zalman says that af ayde machshir ein hu shomei as kolo shel medaber, he's not really hearing the words through the hearing aid, he's hearing it through the mechanized action of the hearing aid. However, he concludes that since he's able to answer amen, he can be mitzdarv to be part of the minyan, as we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah over here. However, he does bring down the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, that the Chazon Ish told him, Shekivan shakol hanishma notes are ayde adam, since it's a mechanical sound that he's hearing that was made by a man, nevertheless, it still counts as hearing, and it is able to be mitzdar of such a person to the minyan. Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself said this is a chiddush gadol, and he didn't understand it. Igros Moshe brings down that since this is not actually called hearing, we view the person as whether he can or cannot hear without the hearing aid, and that is how you define whether he is able to hear or not able to hear. Again, this is a very complex question in halacha as to how we consider somebody today who is unable to hear and unable to speak, but has clearly able to demonstrate that he understands what's going on, and this is too big a subject for our discussion now. Furthermore, how you exactly define a person who is a shota? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman is brought down in Dishu footnote number 47 about a child, haloke besichlo, a child who is mentally retarded. Shekol shehu maven, v'yeshlo das, as long as he understands and has a certain level of das, even though it's childlike. However, he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us the Torah, and he understands the concept of mitzvos. If this person is above the age of bar mitzvah, physically and chronologically, nechshav kiven das l'kiyum mitzvos, he is considered obligated in the mitzvos and can count towards a minyan. Sif Tes, la'olam hu katan achyavi shtei sa'aros. A person is not considered a gadol for all the oraisa things as we discussed in a previous year until he has two hairs, and Achar Shiyeh ben Yud Gimu v'yom Echad, until he's 13 years old in one day, which we'll define in a moment, and Ushnasa Ibur bas Yud Gimu Chodesh. If the Bar Mitzvah year is a leap year, it has 13 months, so it has to be until the end of that 13-month period of time. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamites says the halachos of Shtei Sa'aros are found in Eden or Ezer, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Siv Zayin and Che, and Siv Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, Ayin Shom. Sivkot Mem, he says, Shekein Kiblu Chazal, Halach l'Moshe Mitzinai, it's our understanding that this is Halach l'Moshe Mitzinai, Shlo Yikari HaZohar Ish, a child is not called a man until he's Yishomulo Yud Gimul Shana, until he's completed his 13 years. And the Yovi Gam, King Shtei Saros, and he also has physiological maturity. V'u Miklal Kol HaShiurim Shekiblu Chazal, Halach l'Moshe Mitzinai, this is no different than any of the other Shiurim that a mikveh has 40 saw, that a kezayis is a certain din for certain things, a kebetza for other things. All of these halachos are halacha l'moshe misinai, and this is no different. However, we've already discussed previously that once you've reached the age of 13 years, you've completed 13 years, we can presume under most circumstances that you also have physiological maturity and have produced two hairs. Why aren't they visible? Even if we see that he doesn't have the two hairs, we have to be halachically concerned, he did have them, but they fell out. Because it's very common for such hair to fall out. Sometimes because of a weak nature in the child, sometimes because the child is a little bit obese. But we can't rely upon this in its entirety, this chazaka. It only has the status of a suffix. So, since we've already pointed out, in regards to din daraisa, we have to assume he doesn't have that status of being a gadol. However, one can make assumptions in regards to din derabanan to go lekula, suffix derabanan lekula. And this is discussed, the Mishnah Berurah says, later on in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes, in the Magen Avraham over there, and Tzarech Iyun Ktsas. One can look at Dirshu footnote 50 for more of a discussion of what is written over there. Sivkot Memalat, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Aviv Mehemun Alzeh, a father is believed to say that his child is bar mitzvah. And Dirshu footnote 51 says, even if he doesn't look it, the father is still believed. In Dirshu footnote number 51, it brings down that if you have something in writing that shows that it was written by the father, it's also believed that that says the child's birth date on it, but not if it's written by other people, unless there are witnesses present, as it's pointed out in Dirshu footnote number 52. Its witnesses testify that this is in fact correct. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Stam, another person, v'lo ishacher, another person is not believed unless there are witnesses that I just pointed out. If the father is not around, he's passed away, and we don't know when the 13 years are, as soon as the child has physiological maturity, then he should be taking l'chumra to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah, because maybe he's a gadol, the sfeik of the raisahu, because this is actually a suffix deraisa, and he should therefore carry out all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Membeis writes, when we say you have to have 13 years in one day, lav davka yom, it doesn't have to be the full day, kiva shenichnas tilis hayom mishnas yudal, as soon as in any part of the beginning of the next year, or the 14th year, even 1 hour, even 1 second, that's adequate. For example, if a person is born at the very end of Rosh Hashanah in 1 year, and as long as it was still day, Rosh Hashanah, when he was born, he becomes a bar mitzvah at the next 14 years later, Rosh Hashanah, at the very start of that Rosh Hashanah. And if it was born Ben Hashmashos, however, then it's a suffix, and you have to go to Chumra b'chol dover shumid deraisa. In any regards of any din that's deraisa, you go to Chumra. That concludes today's shir.